On this Sunday before Christmas, I want to just ask a question, not for very long. The question is, what do you see when you look at the first Christmas? Especially the Nativity. Do you see a nice story to tell? Or do you see world-changing events? Do you see Mary, a young mum, maybe dressed in blue? Or do you see a courageous girl of God? What about Joseph? Is he just an irresponsible dad taking his pregnant wife on that long and dusty journey? Or is he an obedient man of God? What about when you see the donkey? Do you just see a cute animal? Or do you see a precious cargo carrier? What about when you look at an angel? Is he just about white robes and a halo? Or do you see a good news messenger? What about the shepherds? Just ordinary nobodies? Or an invitation for all to come and be part of the Christmas story, be welcomed by Jesus? We talked a lot more about that in our carol service on Thursday night. When you look at the Magi, do you see stargazers? Or do you see searchers for truth and truth discoverers? And in the end, when you look at the baby in a manger, is it just a baby in a manger? Is that what you see? Or do you see God with us? You know, as we consider the Nativity today, what we see is really important. Just very briefly, take the different kings, 3/5, that you find if you read Matthew's account of the Nativity story, Matthew 2. You see these 3 different kings, or 5 kings in total. You'll see what I mean. Because the first king in the story is King Herod. What did King Herod see that first Christmas? Well, when the Magi from the east came to him and asked him about the one that was born, we're told that he was disturbed. He felt threatened. He was blinded to the truth and he totally missed it. As many, many still do today, sadly. The second king, or the kings, or magis, was there 3 of them? Well, there were 3 gifts, so that's kind of what we often say. I believe they were truth searchers. And when they saw the star, they got it. They understood its meaning. They went to Herod and they asked him, "Where is the one who will be born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and we have come to worship him." When they went on and they saw Jesus for themselves, they found the truth. And their response was to bow down and to worship him. You know, I believe people today are looking, are searching for truth. I was just having a conversation even before the service started today about that with somebody else. But sadly, so many people are looking in the wrong places, aren't they? I always love that story about 2 guys. It was a native Indian, and a friend of his invited him to New York. And they were walking around the streets of New York. And the native Indian said, "Can you hear it?" And the guy said, "What do you mean, what can you hear? It's busy, it's bustling, what can you hear? There's all kinds of things, there's people talking, there's traffic, what can you hear?" And he says, "Can you hear that cricket?" And he says, "How can you hear a cricket in the middle of all this noise, in the middle of all this bustling? You can hardly hear your own self think." And the native Indian says, "You will always hear what's important to you." And he pulled out just a few small coins in his pocket and he dropped them on the pavement, and in a big radius around it, everybody stopped and looked. What are you searching for? What is he searching for? I think these magis were searching for truth, and in Jesus they found the truth. And then we have the third king. The third king is lying in a manger bed. Yes, a vulnerable baby, but also the king of the whole world. And I pray that, as the song says, this Christmas, open the eyes of our hearts, Lord, that we might see again love come down, that we might see joy celebrated, that we might see, as the posters and the banners of our church remind us today, hope is born, the promise of God, the glory of God, peace is offered. You know, there's a story in Mark's gospel when Jesus comes across a blind man. And this man asks for healing, and Jesus does something slightly different. He kneels down in the sand, he spits on the ground, and he puts that on the man's eyes. And then Jesus asks him, can you see? And the man says, well, I can see better, but it looks like people are just moving around like trees now. So I can see partially. So Jesus, being Jesus, does a bit more, and the man is completely healed. His sight is fully restored. You know, I don't want us this Christmas just to look at Christmas partially and see bits and see the odd thing and think, oh, that's nice or that's okay. My prayer is that we might see in all its fullness the wonder and the mystery and the majesty and the beauty of Christmas. That we might see it all and get it all and understand it all and receive it all again this Christmas time. That it might change us and renew us and refresh us and excite us far beyond Christmas. You know, we could do the same thing, couldn't we, at Easter? We could ask the question, what do you see when we look at the cross, when we look at the resurrection? When you look at the cross, do you see a piece of wood? Do you see some jewelry? Or do you see sacrifice? Do you see love? Do you see forgiveness? What about the empty tomb? Is it the end or is it a new beginning? Is Easter about death or new life and eternal life? On Christmas Day, we'll look a lot more in our own church here on Wednesday about the connection again between the crib and the cross. When we look at the crib and when we look at the cross, what do we see? They're not just stories stuck in time. This is life. This is the change of life. This is hope for the world. Hope for me and you. This is a relationship with our Creator God. It is awesome. So today, before we move towards our final carols, let's remind ourselves what Christmas really is. Thanks, Dan. Lord God, we thank you for the opportunity to come today and just have fun. Christmas is a party. It is a birthday party. It's a celebration of you, Jesus, being born among us. I pray today that you would open the eyes of our hearts, that we would see again in all its fullness, in all its mystery, in all its beauty, in all its wonder, the true meaning of this time of year, the true meaning of Christmas, but not just a day, but the true meaning of what life follows from Christmas, that you came and were born among us, yes, but then you lived among us, you showed us God, and then eventually you went to the cross for our mess, that we might know your forgiveness. You rose again that we might know your life. Help us to see. It's not too hard, but when a heart searches for truth, I believe that they will find the truth. Open our hearts to search for truth, to search for you, and to see the fullness of what it means to know you, not just in a story, not just at Christmas, but every single day of our lives through to eternity. Lord, reveal yourself again to each one of us. Fill us with your love. Fill us with your hope. Fill us with your joy. Fill us with your peace as we celebrate you in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen.